Difficult times produce strong men and women. Keep on your struggle to achieve your dreams. Do not get discouraged in times of difficulties. Faith is the only force that can hold you fast at all times. My friends, this is Alex Pardo, and you are listening to episode 398 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. What's going on? What's going on, my friends? We are in some interesting times right now, and I have been looking forward to getting back into town here and hopping on the microphone and recording a podcast. So I'm recording this just so that you guys have some context. I'm recording this on Tuesday, March 17th in the morning. And obviously, you know, if you're going to be listening to this in the future, many things may have changed between now, the time that I'm recording this, and the time that you listen to this. And obviously, we're in the midst of a lot of uncertainty with the whole coronavirus thing. I was at a high level mastermind in San Diego last week, and it was very interesting to have things happen in real time as we were in the mastermind. And here I am, you know, surrounded by the 1% in the country as far as real estate investors are concerned, and the different opinions, the different mindsets, the different attitudes that people had about it, and a lot of the conversation that was going on. I can tell you that I wasn't really taking it, if I'm being honest with you, I wasn't really taking it very seriously. Until about Tuesday night, I'm sitting there with, I got Ryan Pineda to my left, who I've also had on the podcast. I got my good buddy, Mike Moulton, to my right. And I got Justin Bunch and James Hawk in front of me, and Mike Jake on the other side. And just, you know, powerful group of people, just really, really solid people. And we were just enjoying the view. We were at Eddie V's, which is a pretty nice seafood and steakhouse overlooking the La Jolla Cove in La Jolla. And we were just enjoying it. It was in like the 50s. It was just a beautiful setting, amazing food, great company, good conversation. And all of a sudden, for me anyway, something shifted, something changed. We all started getting alerts on our phone how the NBA had canceled or postponed the season. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, wow, this is serious. You know, when a billion-dollar company is putting the season on pause, essentially, for everyone's safety, which, by the way, I believe was the right move. And then it felt like every hour new information was coming out. The NCAA canceled their tournament, and then just all the sports leagues were essentially putting their seasons on pause. Major League Baseball and the NFL, you know, the start of the NFL draft in April was kind of in flux now. And then you started to hear how they weren't going to open it up to the public, and then the UFC, and then it got more serious in sports, right? And then you started to hear about the different how international travel or travel to Europe was banned. And then, you know, my buddy Mike Moulton and I, he's in North Carolina. I'm obviously here in Miami, and we started thinking, you know, should we start calling car rental companies to just have a car on ice and reserved in case we need to drive cross country, you know? And then I was talking to my buddy Jason Medley, and And he's like, man, that would be one epic trip just because of the conversation. But like, it wouldn't surprise me if we have to all hop in a car and drive from California to Florida. And that's when it hit me that, you know, this might be the first sign of a potential recession. And I started thinking about how is this going to impact my business? How is this going to impact our students and their business? How is it going to impact my team members, my family, you know, my loved ones, my friends? What can I do to help? And I was quickly reminded that there's things we can control and there's things we can't control. And where you focus your time, energy, and attention is what matters. Okay. And I realized I can't control the coronavirus. Nobody can, right? Maybe the CDC and the government obviously can have some impact on that. But any one individual can't do anything about this coronavirus. And then it just became evident to me, there was so many opinions flying around on social media. And again, there was so much conversation at our mastermind in San Diego last week about this. And I want to share some thoughts with you. You know, I realize if you're listening to the show, I had some people reach out to me with, you know, wanting my thoughts. And I've been invited to be, by the time you're listening to this, it probably already happened and it's probably on social media, but I've been invited to be a part of some panel discussions in a couple different, you know, online masterminds and just some different people reaching out to me wanting to do Facebook Lives and things of that nature. Because I got started in this business at the end of 2005. And so I experienced the 2008 housing crash and I experienced a market cycle already. And I learned a lot from going through that. And there's things that, you know, that I'm learning in the process. First of all, let me just say this. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. But here's what I'm confident in saying. This will pass. Okay, this isn't going to last forever. And this will pass. I think the fear driven by the media and the fear that sometimes we allow to overwhelm us is worse than this coronavirus itself. So don't act out of fear. Don't let fear be the driver. You know, I was watching a Dave Ramsey video and he said something kind of funny. He said, people make the worst decisions when they're drunk and when they're operating out of fear, you know, and panic. So now might be a really good time for you to just kind of sit back, survey the landscape, wait a couple of days, wait a week, realizing that at the time that you're listening to this, there could have been a lot of information. Maybe this has already passed. I doubt it. You know, I think we're in for at least another couple of months of uncertainty and the market's changing and reacting to this. I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know if we're looking at a month, 2 months, or if we're looking at significantly longer. I don't know if this is the start of a recession and exactly how the housing market is going to be impacted. But here's what I can tell you. I think it would be very prudent for you right now to just take a step back, survey the landscape, have a game plan in place, and take action. Okay, you can operate out of faith or you can operate out of fear. I choose to operate out of faith. You know, and faith is the evidence of things not seen. That's a Bible verse. And what I caution you not to do is don't get cocky. Don't get arrogant. I've seen so many people posting about how much money they're going to make in this market and essentially celebrating a potential housing crash and a potential recession. And what I think they don't understand and realize is that a lot of people are going to suffer from this and people are already suffering from this. You know, hourly workers are starting to get laid off. Matter of fact, my buddy, Steve Cavanaugh, who I run Ascend with, sent me an article. I'll try to pull it up here really quick. He sent me an article and the headline was Google data hints coronavirus may trigger a U.S. housing market crash. And if I'm scrolling through this, some of the most Googled phrases or words were unemployment benefits in quotes. So many people, there was a huge spike in people Googling unemployment benefits. And the second one, which was somewhat alarming, I'm trying to find it here in this article, is, oh, can't, in quotes, can't pay my rent. And yet I see so many people out there that have, you know, rentals talking about, you know, getting cocky how, oh, you know, this isn't going to affect me because I have cash flow. I have rents coming in. Well, what if those hourly workers that most likely rent your property, or lower income or middle income people, what if they get laid off? Are they going to be paying rent on your property? So I caution you, my friends, to not operate out of faith. I'm sorry, not operate out of fear, but operate out of faith. And don't get cocky. Don't get arrogant. Nobody has everything figured out. And hopefully you've been preparing for this. Hopefully you have your liquid and you have cash reserves put away, both in the personal and the business side. But what I see here, this is an opportunity to lead. When I think of a housing crash, or I think of a recession, I'm not necessarily thinking about the opportunities to buy properties at a huge discount. While I believe those will be available and there will be opportunity there, my brain defaults to this being an opportunity to lead. You know, in times of crisis, in times of struggle, it really brings out who you are. You know, are you going to be the leader that you most likely are if you're listening to this show? And are you going to lead, or are you going to panic? Are you going to be opportunistic and try to take advantage of people? My gut tells me if you're listening to this, then you're the former, not the latter, right? You're a leader, and you're going to shine, and you're going to show compassion. You're going to show empathy, and you're going to be there not just to collect dollars and cents, but you're going to be there to help people. So if you're a leader, lead. Display your leadership. Let your team members, let your family, let your inner circle, let your community borrow your faith and your confidence, because that's what's needed right now. What's needed is not the fear and the panic that the media is injecting. So I encourage you to disconnect from watching too much of the news and the media. Yes, it's important to be informed, but I can assure you that you will be informed, whether it's through social media or whether it's through people you come in contact with. You'll know what's going on. I'm not telling you to bury your head in the sand, but I'm telling you not to allow the fear that the media is injecting. Don't let it overcome you, you know, and just don't be engulfed in that negativity. So, again, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't sit here to claim that I know exactly what's going to happen. I don't think anybody does, but be upfront with people, let them know you don't know, and be humble. You know, there's so many different opinions out there. But the one thing I'm confident on is that this is going to pass. This isn't going to last forever. I truly believe God has a plan, and, you know, this may be doors that he's opening up for us, or he might be closing doors that you were about to walk through that you shouldn't be. I can tell you, I'll share with you something on the personal side. My wife and I, for the last probably 2 to 3 weeks, have been looking to purchase an investment property as a vacation rental, as a short-term rental, an Airbnb type play. And Airbnbs are right now being affected. You know, one of the particular sectors or niches within real estate that are really being affected because of travel and tourism, et cetera. So that might be God closing that door for me right now that I was about to step into. You know, I don't know. But what I can tell you is if you kind of just take a step back, survey the landscape, come up with a game plan, and then act out of faith, you're going to be in a much better position to succeed. And even more importantly, you're going to be in a better position to help others. I can tell you that, you know, a couple of days ago, I sent an email that took me well over an hour to my team. And I assured them that that they could count on me as a leader, and that I'm here for them, and that I don't have all the answers, and I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but that I was here for them, and that I was going to do everything in my power to make sure that we succeed and that we move forward and that we not just survive, but we thrive. And so that's the level of confidence and leadership that I think you need to show your team and you need to show your family. It's okay to admit that you don't have all the answers and that you don't know everything. But that together you're stronger than just doing this alone. So, you know, I shared with them that there's nobody that I'd rather have in the foxhole, that I'd rather be in the foxhole with than them. And I believe we're prepared. And I believe that, you know, that we'll come out of this even better. So acknowledge your team members, acknowledge, you know, your loved ones, your family for what they might be feeling during these uncertain times. And be the leader they need you to be in the face of uncertainty. You know, the biggest thing is to make sure that you're looking forward. Okay. Look forward. Don't operate out of fear. Don't panic. These are uncertain times. And is it a little scary? Yeah. Yeah, it could be, and it might be to many people. And I'm not going to sit here and say that that I have zero concerns at all. But I can tell you that I'm operating out of faith, you know, and with that mentality and with that approach, I think that's what's needed right now. I genuinely feel that way. So, my friends, I will. I'm going to circle back here, and I'm so grateful for you guys. We are about to hit episode 400, which blows me away that I have, because of you, and I don't take credit for this, but because of you, I've just been consistent, and I've published and released two podcast episodes every single week since June 2016. And here we are almost 4 years later, about to hit the 400 mark, about to hit another century mile marker. And so rather than have a guest expert on, I'm going to tackle this one, and I'm going to share with you some of the things now transitioning and pivoting towards the real estate side. Some of the things that I think you need to be doing in your real estate business as we're in these uncharted territories, and we might be headed into a recession or a correction in the housing market. Again, at the time that you're listening to this, there's probably a lot of news that has come out. And so I'll continue to keep you posted. I can promise you that my focus and my goal is to stay out in front of this, stay ahead of it, and share with you. You know, there's no shortage of information there, but if you're subscribed and you listen to the show, you know, I have a duty and a responsibility to you to kind of share with you what I come across. I'm fortunate that I'm pretty well connected throughout the industry, and I'm staying out in front of this, not just for my team, for my family, but for you. So just trust that I'll bring you information that, and if I don't know if the information is accurate, I'll just be very upfront and tell you that, because again, I don't have all the answers. There's a lot of opinions floating out there. I could tell you my opinion, and I can share with you what I think, and what we're doing, what I'm doing in the real estate business. And then you can take it from there. So the next episode, episode 400, will be more catered towards just some advice and things that I think you can be doing in your real estate business to position so that you can prosper, you can not just survive, but thrive. And most importantly, so that you can, you know, be the light that people need you to be. I read a quote, and it said something, the darker the storm, the brighter the rainbow. The darker the storm, the brighter the rainbow. And so be that bright rainbow people need you to be during these uncertain times, and lead. Go out there, be a leader, because that's exactly what you are. Appreciate you, and I will connect with you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.